which they're not. And
yeah. Was that the property that they were trying to put into conservation?
Behind no, that's Chagrill.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if they were or not.
Because it was back there on O'Connell Road, backing up to John Allegra.
Yeah, I think they're talking about the Chagrill property, which did go through with the town, and they have walking trails there. But this one was a forced sale sign with some realtor.
So. Yeah, I think it was that one, not the Chagrill one. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I hope not, but we'll see.
Well, anyway, a husband and wife bought it. And that's all I have to say. Move on to the financial report. So the tax collector report, Ed?
Yes, look, I can't take you down here if you're going to back up. I'm sorry.
We can't hear you, Ed. Can't hear you.
Okay, let's let Ed fix his computer. And I think you have to go into your settings, Ed, and turn on the microphone. We'll go on to the treasurer report, okay, Jason?
Yep. I sent out the reports. Again, it's dead time of year. Nothing really has happened except the normal utilities. That's really it. Peggy and I have traded an email. We're trying to get our schedules together to work on this. There's not a drop-dead date of she has to take over April 1st, so I'm going to work with her however long it takes to get us switched. But we've got some time set aside that we can meet. Other than that, that's it.
Great. Thank you. And welcome, Peggy. I'm sorry I kind of overlooked saying that, but thank you for being here.
Do we want to talk about the stuff for treasure here that is coming up?
It could be. I fixed my, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. As I reported at the last board meeting, there's still seven property owners who haven't paid their taxes, and they've gone into collection. There are two other small, one of the small accounts that still hasn't been paid. The ones in collection will take anywhere from 1 to 3 months to resolve, and the total amount of that is a little less than $4,000. That's the end of my report.
Does anybody have any questions, Red? Thank you. Okay, so we're back to the treasurer. Jason sent out all the reports, and if we want to discuss the other matter, I guess we can do that now.
Okay.
Okay.
I know that, Jason, you keep saying that the treasurer has to put in each separate check instead of just an amount. And I know that's what has been done in the past, but we as a board discussed it, and we decided not to move forward with that anymore because we felt it was a double work. And
I think I would, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Phil and I called the town of East Haddam today, and we spoke with the tax collector there. And we were like, what is the norm? What happens? Are we wrong in wanting to do this? Or, and she kind of went through her process of what the town of East Haddam does. And the tax collector does do everything. The tax collector notes all the checks and everything like that, and it's not the treasurer's responsibility to re-note the checks as a checks and balances thing. What she does is she, puts the payments into the each individual's and whatever in her system, whatever system they have, and then
the tax collector.
Pardon?
The tax collector
system.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about.
Yep. Talking about the tax collector each time, and then she puts all the checks in a sealed bank envelope, and she notes the amount and everything. There must be a form that goes with it or something, and that she does hand to the treasurer for the treasurer to deposit. But the treasurer never does not open the bag; it goes right to the bank, and the bank will let them know if there's an amount that's wrong or not. In that regard, but the treasurer has nothing to do with writing the amounts against the people who are paying. That is the tax collector's job, and then the tax collector runs and reports and things like that. The only thing that she did say that she does occasionally make a deposit for the treasurer when the treasurer is on vacation. She will take that bag to the bank. and you know, submit it for deposit. So it's not an unrealistic thing that we're talking about doing here. And I know how it's always been in the past, and I understand that. So that's just my two cents on it. I know you're upset about it. I know you're very, you know.
I'm not upset about it.
Well, but you're very adamant about it.
Passionate,
you know. So so it's just really double work, you know, that we're doing here. And especially for a group of volunteers, you know. So that is...
No, that's why we get paid. Because
then we get on that and see what the piggy and then go from there.
I didn't understand anything.
I said, can you and Peggy maybe sit down and discuss the process that you are describing and what she would feel comfortable with? At the end of the day, the person is responsible for making sure that the documents are there and collected and verified in terms of determining all the taxes that come through. But does she have to look at each check and put it down, or does she have to just look at the total number? And as the treasurer, tax collector documents on the deposit sheet by check, maybe that could be a reference point from which you can look for the numbers.
Emma, I think we all agree that the last, exactly what Kathy explained is what we talked about. And here, after hearing her talk to a tax collector, and he's had, it makes sense. I mean, it's redundant work, and I don't think it's necessary. I think the treasurer should write down the total amount.
Right.
But who pays what doesn't really matter. The final number is what counts.
For the treasurer.
Well, I do agree with that. However, I think it's important, as we, and Ed can attest, a lot of mistakes happen on the check. So now it actually creates more work from the treasurer. Now has to contact the tax collector to get the amount. When a check goes wrong, was the check number right? Was the amount wrong? Those happen during the year. Is it, you know, it varies year to year, of course. But I think it's also smart, checks and balances wise, to have it noted in two places and have all our financial information in one place. You know, separated out. When we voted on that, I was under misunderstanding. I was fine with the part about him going to the bank. I mean, getting the things first and then handing them to the treasurer. That I don't have an issue with. It was just the part about, I didn't understand the part of the treasurer was just not going to make payments anymore.
And also, you know? I think also moving forward, you know, isn't it our goal to get everything on Google and shared docs and have a shared drive? So really, really, if the tax collector just does it and has it on the Google shared drive, the treasurer can look at it anytime she wants. And it could just be a share between
the
two of them instead of them both doing the same work. So, I mean, that is part of it as well, I think, I feel.
And that is public knowledge. I mean, I guess even as a East Adam taxpayer, we can go to the town and just say, hey, we want to see who paid how much in taxes. I'm assuming that's public knowledge.
Right, but I mean, the shared drive can just be between the treasurer and the tax collector. It doesn't have to be shared with anybody else. You know?
No, but the tax collection system will not be on the shared drive.
Well, we'll have to get it on the shared drive, Ed, via a document, a spreadsheet.
We already have the system that we pay... quality data for that. That's where the system is.
We'll have to import it onto Google.
But
or conversely, we can give the treasurer all the information to get on QRD as well. Then
I have a question now. So I thought the QDF just got the grant list, generated our bills, you mailed them, you recorded them, that was the end of their job.
Well, no, then we also have an online system where we put the bills in.
Right.
Once we collect the bills, there's an online system that all of the tax receipts can be recorded there. We don't...
Right, so we could do the same thing and just use a Google Doc. As long as someone sets it up, right?
I guess then you duplicate, you're duplicate, making
that you're doing more duplication.
No, you wouldn't have to do it through CDS anymore.
But we probably have to because there's the tax.
Google Doc is not going to replicate the system that Quality Data has created.
I just say let's give the treasurer access to QDS and call it a day then. That's the simple
thing. Well, as long as Quality Data has the information, that's the important thing. We just need to make sure we have, you know, it's in a repository somewhere. It's not sitting, you know. So QDS having it is good. If they're having the information of the payments, that's good.
He never told me that.
So
the other thing that we have is, you know, the town of East Haddon has more people involved in this process than I think you've been led to believe. I mean, in our situation, we basically have two people, the treasurer and the tax collector, that are involved in the thing, and we act as a check and balance on each of us. One checks the other, and we balance monthly, in terms of the tax revenue receipts. And that's a procedure that we still need to have, and you're weakening the control.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
I disagree with you, because when you put it in the bag, give it to the treasurer, and the treasurer's going to take it to the bank, and the bank is going to check it. They're going to go through all those checks and make a decision if all the numbers add up to what you're putting down. So the bank is doing it. How many more times do people have to do it?
So the bank is not doing your auditing for you. The bank, whatever is in the deposit, they will record in bulk. They're basically just going to record what's on the deposit ticket, and then as the checks, if they clear, they clear. If they don't clear, fine. But the bank is not doing our accounting for us.
Right.
We weren't saying that they were.
Right.
People do write your checks up for the wrong amount. I mean, either the treasurer or the tax inspector should find that.
The tax inspector should be finding that. That's the bottom line. The tax inspector should be in charge of figuring that out. You know? Is that the job?
Now, the one thing, though, that we still don't think that I should make the deposit, though. That's the big... The deposit should be made by the church, not by the tax collector.
Right, but everything should be, all the checks should be ready to go, they're endorsed, whatever, in a bag, and you just hand it off to the treasurer then for a deposit.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable as well.
Okay.
That's if you want to vote on it in public meeting.
Well, we already voted on it. Do we need to vote on it? I mean, do we need to vote on every... Why, Ed?
Because that particular issue is not an issue subject...
Can you show me the law on that? Could you get back to me on that and show me where that's written in some kind of law or some kind
well,
of...
Well, you can talk to your attorney. That is,
I don't want to talk to my attorney.
Only certain amount. Operating procedures are not covered to go into executive session.
Okay,
let's put it on our agenda next month and vote on it and not have to call an attorney or anything else.
It's not going to be an issue until taxes come in again, so...
Okay, so we're going to put that aside. And moving on to bylaw. Lisa's here. I think Gail is here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Can't see your head. All right, so...
I think a dog is attending this meeting as well. I see one on the screen.
Yeah, white dog.
Okay. Hold on. Ours is down there.
That's Finley. All right, so... Bylaw committee. Lisa, you want to speak?
Well, I want to use the last topic to segue into, I'm going to jump ahead, because there's a list that I think everybody was provided of all the bylaw revisions. Yeah, to put it out there for anybody to comment on. I followed up with an email if anybody had any questions. Presumably nobody has questions because I didn't hear anything. But I'm going to jump right ahead. If anybody has, does anybody have the revisions in front of them listed? Or otherwise, I'll list to the one that I'm going to jump to. I'm going right to Article 7, Section 4. It's relevant to your last conversation.
Right.
So in this revision, we have returned the verbiage that was removed in August 2016, and we removed the verbiage that was added in 2016. And what that comes down to is, and I'm going to relate to the charter because, Kathy, you asked some sort of a law where it was written, or in my opinion, I disagree with Ed that you do not have to have an executive meeting. You don't have to have a meeting in front of the members. Because on page 5 of 12 of the charter, it specifically says the treasurer shall keep an account of all monies received and paid out and shall render a report at each annual meeting and at other times. At the request of a majority of the Board of Governors, said treasurer should not be bonded for less than $5,000. On page 10 of 12 of the charter, said board shall appoint or employ a tax collector to collect such taxes and warrants may be issued for the collection of money due on the rate bills pursuant to the provisions of section 12-137 of the statute. And I don't believe there's anything in there that says that we have to have a vote on anything, but that's the charter. So if anybody's not aware, the charter takes precedence over the bylaws. And in 2016, I believe the charter was defeated with a bylaw revision, and it makes it kind of wrong. I don't know what other word to use. If our charter is our law, then it makes it illegal. So the verbiage that we're putting back into the bylaws, Article 7, Section 4, I have to slip a lot because I get lost in here even though I've studied these.
Yeah, it can get confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me find. And does anybody have, is anybody along with me? Has anybody got them?
Yep.
Or is it listening to me?
Got it.
I'm trying to reopen the email with it, and I can't find it. So I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, let me just find Article, what did I say, Article 7, right? Article 7. I'm sorry. Search. Just a moment. Article 7, taxes, starts at the bottom and flips. Article 4, said Board of Governors shall appoint or employ a tax collector to manage the collection of taxes. Warrants may be issued for the collection of money due pursuant to the provisions of 12-130 of the General Statute. What we removed was a clause that was put in 2016, and I don't have it in front of me because this is my revision, that said, although the monies may be collected, the monies will be collected by the
treasurer.
So it defeated the charter. That one statement defeated the charter. So we edited this to put back, the tax collector shall pay over the taxes on or before the fifth of the month following to the treasurer of the association, who shall deposit the same in a depository satisfactory to the Board of Governors, the bank. The tax collector appointed by the board must be a member of the association. This is verbiage that I grabbed from the last one before it was changed. Although the money, this was the blurb that we took out. Although the monies shall actually be collected by the treasurer of the association who shall deposit the same in a depository set. So that blurb right there was taken out. So am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just reversing
that sentence out, and we're putting back the verbiage from 2015.
Right.
Or the bylaws that was before 2016. And the reason we did that is because the charter is our law. It supersedes the bylaws. You can't change the charter with the bylaws.
Right.
So the money must be collected by the tax collector, and then having listened to your conversation, and I understand what Ed's saying and what Jason's saying about the mistakes and whatnot. You're looking at somebody who 2 years in a row paid East Haddam the wrong amount in the numbers and in the dialogue of my check. I wrote a check, I mailed it in, and they send my check right back. It's not like it's a big rigmarole. They send my check right back. The tax collector opens up and says, that's not right, and sends it back. And then I write a check, and I pay my taxes on time. So I know that East Haddam has a much bigger clientele to attend to with taxes. Ours is littler. So for that reason, I support your minutes from last year. But that's why I wanted to start with that bylaw, to add that information also to your conversation. And then I'm going to return to the beginning of the list, Kathy, if you want to start there. The very first bylaw that we dealt with.
Sure.
Was Article... Oh, did anybody want to say anything? I'm sorry.
No, no.
Like Lori or Gail or anything?
No, I'm
good. The change, you're just changing it back to what it was pre-16.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Okay.
You're right.
I just wanted to give you the reasoning why. I mean,
makes
sense. I don't know if it's charter, but does anybody have anything on that one?
No, I think it's great.
Park on that one, and when I get to it, I will fly over it. All right, Article 5, Section 8, the word of governors was missing. We added it.
Yep.
Any questions?
Nope.
Yes. Somebody say yes? Yeah, no. Article 6, referendum. We put a blurb in there that said something about, you know, the blurb on the revision was having to do with expenses outside the mill rate, and then Kathy and myself and Lori had a lot of dialogue on the document that Kathy put out, saying that didn't make sense, and Kathy's concerned, and wish you could say yourself.
Right.
But, so we changed it, and we want to change it to expenditures requiring a special assessment, and the reason is,
okay.
Last year was kind of a poop show with the special assessment and the surprise some people had. I don't know, and I had a lot of feedback from members telling me that they didn't, had they not heard about it on Facebook, they wouldn't have heard about it. And you can say it's on the website, you can say it's all these places, but it's a referendum. It was quoted as being a referendum by Ed in the very meeting that they were voting on, and referendums by our bylaws are serviced by a mail. A mailing to the taxpayer to notify that this is coming up, this is important. Here's the plan, here's the dollar amount, here's the vote date.
I like you adding that in, requiring a special assessment, because that clarifies it so that, like, we should still have the power to spend some money in case of an emergency or something like that.
Right. And I think one of them, the charter and the bylaws, actually has you guys down for spending up to a certain amount of emergency money anyway. We're covered on that. Yeah.
Okay. I feel better about that one. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said I feel better about that one. Thanks.
Oh, okay. thanks for your feedback.
You're welcome.
So that was that one. Does anybody have any questions on that?
No.
As to why we did that?
Mm. Makes sense.
And that was, there was a lot of member input on that one. So just to let you know. So article, oh, hold on.
This is on there, but it wasn't in.
Is that that's the next one?
Yeah.
The next one? Okay, and then added. Go ahead, Lori. You go ahead.
Section. This was an added section that's not on Lisa's original email, and this was requested from.
I think they all discussed it. They're not unaware of the voting ballot.
So section 10 of the same article of Article 7, or there would be a section 10. What's your name?
We added it
for the request. All right, so this is for qualifying voting individuals are required to be registered with the Secretary of Clerk. So it's all about registering, and verbiage that was put back in. This was originally from, where was this from?
No, I wrote that.
We wrote it. Oh, you wrote it. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
You're over there now. Oh, my God. Okay. Flopping around. For me to read this to everybody, it's quite long.
They should have already read it. I mailed it out to the board before I sent it to you for their approval.
Right.
before I even gave it to you to add in there. So.
If you're all digging it already.
Yep.
Everybody's cool. So the synopsis is that it's just clarifying who can vote and how.
I think when can register.
Timing,
yeah. It's clarifying the registering, so we're in line with the town of East Adam. It's basically a week, or it's like a week to 10 days before a meeting you have to be registered, unless you purchase property within that time frame.
Yep.
So that we don't have to do it the day of a meeting all the time.
Right. Okay, so if there's no questions on that, I'll hike ahead.
Yep.
Article 7, Section 1, Paragraph 2. This is the piece about the $50 lot.
Yeah.
So there's no verbiage referencing Section 10 of the Charter. So in the Charter, there's nothing there that supports this practice. And then, Kathy, I sent you and Cindy that document that I found that was signed. And
yeah, I saw that.
Enacted it.
Yeah.
It was signed by Bob Studell.
Right.
So our only question is if we're not doing this, Remember,
for the board members that haven't been on the board, the issue of a flat rate tax is illegal in the state of Connecticut. We cannot flat rate the lot owners. We can only tax them based on their assessed value.
Yeah.
So what's in the bylaws is illegal. And we stopped that practice 3 years ago.
Okay, that's
clear from our attorney.
It needs to be taken out.
It needs to be taken out.
You're asking what needs to be taken out?
Any reference to the flat rate tax.
It sounds like everybody's in agreement that it needs to come out of the bylaws.
Yes. Just delete it.
So you're right on that.
And the rationale is it is not legal to do that in Connecticut.
It's right here. So, that being said, the only question is, we tax vacant lots at their assessed value then?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. We've been doing that anyway.
Okay, so we're taking that out. That's great.
Perfect.
All right, so no questions. I'll go on to the next one. All right, we're flying over that one because we already did it. Article 9, Section 2. We add this for direct communication to the membership. I think it's the... You got it? We are adding... it has to do with no ordinance or regulation revision will take effect until 30 days after the revision has been provided to all members of the association by the Board of Governors. And we put via Hula newsletter or, and we put the website. I think prior it just said newsletter.
Yeah, because we didn't have a website.
We just added the website into there. So it's just updating communication.
Did it say and website or website, or should it say and or website?
Do you want to say and or do you want to say or? Or and?
I like the idea of or.
If you're going to choose to do it on the newsletter or, I mean, it should be consistent.
I like the idea of or because because I thought that same thing, Jason, and then I thought to myself, well, what if at the last association meeting something gets voted in or something and we don't have time to get it in a newsletter? Because our newsletters aren't year-round, you know?
Right.
So to have to do both, then we would have to put out an extra newsletter that we weren't planning to let them know about something. The word or, I think, is good.
The newsletter did well. Go ahead.
How do we deal with people who don't have the internet? There are a few older members who don't have the internet, so they should be notified somehow.
So it was the same thing with the newsletter. There was, I think, like 100 people or so that still wanted hard copy.
Right.
Somebody has that list somewhere. So
those people would probably be the ones that would have
to
keep in mind, the budget committee voted last year to put into the budget. There weren't going to be any more hand-delivered newsletters. They took it out of the budget. It's only going to be online now.
There was supposed to be allotment for 100
people. No, we're still doing some hand-delivered. But anyway, besides that 100 people, I'm one of the ones that wants the hand-delivered, but I have the Internet. So not everybody that gets the hand-delivered, I would say majority of the people just want the hand-delivered.
Okay.
So that's probably not a good list to use.
I think that if you don't have the Internet, I think you know somebody who has the Internet.
Not necessarily.
No?
The problem with the things who do not have Wi-Fi, Internet, and they have consistently said they want the hand delivery of the newsletter. So it seems like this is the only option available to anyone.
I can say when we switched to email only on the spring packet, I think it was only 3 people sent in a card saying they didn't have Internet.
Okay.
It was someone on East Lane, Alice. It was 3 people that said they needed a paper copy of the spring packet. They didn't have Internet.
Whether
you have it on your phone or, you know, I don't know. But it is something we need to think about, those people. Mm-hmm.
How did you solicit the information, or who wanted the spring packet via email? As with last year,
and we're doing this year, they're printing them right now. I gave them the go-ahead. Copies plus, we mailed out a postcard that says the spring packet will be available on the website approximately August 15th. If you do not have Internet and need a copy, or I forgot the wording, said send a letter or something to, I think it was me at the time or whatever. So they had a way to get in touch with someone.
So as far as this bylaw goes, and I think we went on a tangent discussion that was maybe helpful, but this is for the ordinance or regulations. So those can only be altered by the board. Those can't be altered by a bylaw committee. That's the board only that can alter them. And then follow due process to have them voted on.
Right.
But then the change, this one is about the change when you put it out to the public. So I've been saying newsletter or, we all agree it's or?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
Yeah.
Realistically, the newsletter goes on the website. So if it's in the newsletter, it's on the website.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That was good.
And then we just did that one. So this one I messed up. When I printed this, I said, Article 9. And then we said certification. We had 2 things that I messed in here, Lori. One of them was this one.
The one, Article 9, Section 4. Okay, so Article 9, Section 4, all we did was change 2 words.
It's Section 4.
Where
the word mailing is, we changed it to communication because
it's John Daly.
So Lori can read it the way it reads it. You want me to read it, or can everybody see it?
I can see it.
I've got the notes. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
A certification of the secretary clerk of said association of the communication of any ordinance or regulation as provided for in Section 3 shall be evidence of such communication, reference Section 8 of the Charter.
But what is a certification, though, Kathy? What does that really mean?
We talked about this afterwards. Do you need some kind of, because before it used to be, certified mailing. So was that your certificate or something?
I just think it's a way of putting in there that it comes to the secretary should know or have some kind of paperwork that says it happened. Do you know what I mean? I don't think anything has to be notarized or, you know.
One of them, the charter says certificate. There's one of them. What is it? Certificate?
Certified mailing. The charter references certified mailing, I believe.
What section is that? One of them says certificate and one says certification.
So we didn't know if it was something
she says it was mailed.
Yeah, I don't know either because that's never come up. I've never had to deal with that. I mean, I've only been the secretary for a couple of years, and there's no, you know, like this is this, that is that. There's no like job description. So
we don't want to change the word if it affected something that you did.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's better as communication instead of mailing because we're getting away from mailing. So that makes perfect sense in my opinion.
Can I ask a question? I'm looking at section 4 right here, and I read everything you said, then it said, as provided for in section 2 shall be prima facie. What the heck is prima facie? I'm not Latin, so I don't understand
that. So those words are used in the charter as well, so somebody just carried them over, but it's just proof.
It's evidence, proof. Evidence. But I'm reading the word evidence in the document I have, not prima facie.
It shall be prima facie evidence.
Which one are you reading?
Which revision of the bylaws are you reading?
2017.
I... Not seeing
that.
That's okay.
You're reading the one that we edited. So.
Okay.
The one that's currently in effect.
I was just curious what they
that. Right. So, but I think it's fine. We should keep moving along.
We took it out because it was redundant.
Right.
Yeah, that's where they did it.
Right. Because prima facie is evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. We did look it up. We did. So you're okay with the way it reads then?
Yes.
With the secretary to certify? Prima facie.
Yeah.
The next piece was, remember I said there's something for Phil we just couldn't quite understand?
Right.
I guess we worded the whole roads thing for Phil. All right. It should be coming up on your next page. All right, hold on a second. Hold on. That's not up yet. Lisa. Wait, hold on. So
right next should be section 1.
Section 1.
Article 10, section 1.
Article 10, section 1. Yes.
Okay.
So the president, with the advice of and consent of the Board of Governors, shall each year appoint such committees as are deemed necessary. Committee appointees shall be Pula members and or Lake Hayward residents. We don't want to exclude the members of the dam committee by saying just Pula.
Right. That makes sense.
Yes. So does anybody know what was added? Committee appointees shall be
Yep, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay. We already did this one. That's why you're going back to it, but we're good.
Right.
We're on track.
So then what's next?
Right. So Article 10, Section 7 added, those sections 1 through 6, we added 7, the Pula committee members' names shall be posted on the Pula newsletter or website. Okay, this is the website. So that way the members could know who's on said committee.
Right.
Yeah, this one.
Okay. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
That will come to me probably. But.
Okay, so because I had a new question. So in the minutes, and I wrote this copy in the on the Google Doc, but so we heard that public safety is going to be omitted as a committee. And so my question was, there's three responsibilities currently under that. Who will absorb those, and should we move them now, or what do you want to do?
My personal theory, we're not really omitting public safety. We're just kind of
absorbing it,
we're ghosting it for a little while.
Well, yeah, it's not a formal committee, and because Carolyn Crest is now doing the parking passes.
Okay.
And the events, it will come forward. Just if they feel they need police presence. We talked about that for Lake Hayward Days. Am I incorrect in saying that, Angela? Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be more doing the police presence through events as they think that we may need it. What else is there? I don't know what else was under the...
Answer public safety workshops and informational sessions are
okay.
needed.
That's
I think Bonnie did CPR classes.
I was going to say, I think that's just the CPR classes and...
I think so.
Can
all right,
something.
So just a point here. And I know it's minimal, but the parking permits might be, but the law enforcement, budget-wise, I just want to know who I'm going to go to for these.
Who's going to be asking for the money for the police?
Well, can we do that when we get to the budget?
So let's say Angela, you know, will she know prior to her events, you know, I'm getting 3 times a visit? Because I think it's like $460 a visit or something. I mean, it definitely needs to get into the operating budget.
Right.
So, right, and I think part of the issue, and again, probably with COVID, that it just, there was nothing that was warranting having any police presence, so it was kind of, I know Phil was using the word ghost, but I think it was just a non-issue for the past couple of years because we weren't having events of that magnitude that needed the police presence. So hopefully we will be able to get back.
All right.
So, but are we getting off the track and into the budget and off of bylaws?
Yeah.
I think I just saw this. We're getting rid of the public safety committee. The public safety budget is still in the budget.
Right.
So
right.
We're not getting rid of the money.
Well, we can just
getting rid of the committee.
Maybe it could be just, I don't know, the president's responsibility to come forward in front of the budget committee. Is that what you're asking for the budget
committee?
Somebody
can ask for money.
Right.
So we need a chain of command.
Let's go back to the group directly about that. Should I put in here something like, you're ghosting it, but I can't say it's ghosted. It has to be, this is the committee. The committee would be the consent of the Board of Governors shall, but maybe some verbiage about the Board of Governors may act as the committee.
I mean, I think, go ahead, sir.
Well, I appreciate or may, reappoint a committee or something to that effect.
I think just leaving it the way it is
leave
okay.
It alone.
Because I think that it says there in the bylaws that, you know, we may appoint these committees, but it doesn't say we have to as needed. So I think you just leave it in there, and
okay.
If a future board wants to resurrect a safety committee, they can.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I agree.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. So for the bylaws, leave it there. The budget part of it will happen when you guys meet the budget committee director.
Right.
I hear she's pretty good.
Is she?
Is that girl again?
Lori.
So, all right, then we're going on to what was this? All right, so that was the...
We're almost done.
That was the added new.
I think we're going to...
So this is the one.
Is it Phil?
Yeah, this is
right.
Yeah.
So this is Article 10, right?
Section 4, yeah.
All right, so there's Section 2. I'm sorry, I used both sides of my paper. Under property.
Right.
Yep.
So it's actually Section 11 because the one
right.
that moved after the 4 and the election, I screwed it. So it's Section, I'm sorry, Article 11, Section 4.
4.
Section
4, 4 under property, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the wording in that was like, we both read it and we were like, what? So we were thinking perhaps work with the town of East Haddam to maintain the roads in a practical and satisfactory condition, and it should be addressed every spring.
Perfect.
Okay. We just wanted to clean up the grammar.
Perfect.
The grammar.
Yeah.
Can I log in with since there are a couple of roads that are not part of the town, I think it has to be adequate because if the town is asked to decide what roads are to be repaired, then there are potholes or breakage or drainage or whatever else, given them will never be looked at by the town, because town has claimed status. It was not given to them at the time whoever transferred the property, and therefore it's not their problem.
But that's why, that's already addressed in an earlier bylaw. Repair and maintain association roads that are not state or town roads. It's already addressed.
Right. Okay.
Because that has not happened.
Okay.
Well, that's not what we're here for today.
Okay, so... All right, the next one, we're going to fly through the rest of this. This is all good stuff. Article 10, committees. We added, it says to section 1, the president with the advice and consent of the board. Well, we already did that one, didn't we?
Where are you?
Yeah, all right, where are you?
We're on 14. Article 14.
Yeah.
Section 2. I know.
We flew through.
Nominating committee.
It was just grammar. It was grammar.
Which is fine.
And so it was 14, section 3.
Well, 14, no, section 3, yeah, we added.
Right. Added bylaws and then conflict of interest. Can everybody see that, or does anybody want to hear it? So, section 3, when I'll just read it, we added this one. Section 3, no member of appointed to relative to the budget committee. This is under the budget committee. It has three sections. The third section we added, no member appointed to this committee shall be on any other pool of committee unless said committee is not seeking budget allocation.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah. We're done.
Any board member, yeah, right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I have one question.
Okay.
I want to make sure I heard something good. In regards to treasurer and tax collector, there was something about being a resident. Were we saying they need to be or they're not?
Here's the thing. I grabbed the verbiage from the last change. When I realized that the last change was done, I'm going to say defeated because I don't know which charter the one I see. It defeated the charter. So I grabbed the dialogue prior to that defeat, and I brought it back. That was your dialogue. So I don't know. I'm only here to correct the bylaws or correct
the dialogue? That's what I'm asking.
The dialogue was, you want to know what it was or what we've changed?
What are we proposing? Is it going to be that they have to be a resident or not?
Yes, they have to be a resident. A PLRH member, yeah.
I never think that's a bad decision.
I don't think the charter says
that.
The
charter does not say that.
Right. You can never hire an outside person to do your show.
Right, the charter does not. And if everybody had read the conversation that Kathy put out there, they would have seen that the charter does say, does not say it has to be a resident, but
right.
It does say
that's what I thought.
Delineated duties.
That's what I thought, but I thought I heard it the other way.
No. Why? Because I read it. I didn't read
okay.
It. Because right now, that's what we have. I just took the revision that I have submitted to you guys that Kathy and Cindy have gone over, has that in it. So our job is to appear before you to tell you why we changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So all we did was grab the verbiage that was removed on the last one and put it on this one. And it did say had to be a resident, right? But we do acknowledge that the charter does not say that. The charter does specifically delineate duties.
Yeah, so the bylaws can't contradict the charter.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, if they add more stringency, it can. So it can. So whoever put that member, whatever, that was stringency that, you know, whatever that they wanted at the time. You're entitled to take that back out. It's out now. But when you put the duties back where they're supposed to be, we just grabbed the language. That's all.
Right. I'm still confused. Sorry, because we're going back. But what we're looking to go to in the bylaws is that the treasurer and the tax collector do have to be residents or don't have to be residents.
Right now, what I've submitted to you has that it does have to be. Your job is to come up with the bylaws that, like, you've agreed on everything I said, except for that one had a lot more. You can take it out. How about that? You guys can take that out.
No. I'm just going
to write the charter. Only the duty. So if you go back to Kathy's document that she put out there and look at all the dialogue and the comments and whatnot, it clearly says that the charter does not say that this is not mandated. This is the delineation of duties.
We Kathy mentioned about not being able to hire outside and
right.
so forth. So
yeah.
that was all on Google Docs.
Yeah, Kathy had covered all that.
Right. I'm just, with all the conversation, I'm going back. I think we just need to, when this does come up, I think, you know, we only had two people apply last time. We only had two people this time. Next time it might be one. We have to make sure we have the ability to look outside the association should we need to have someone in that tax collector position or treasurer position. Because as we all know, volunteers are becoming smaller and smaller as years go on.
So when we put out the revision that I sent to all of you, as I said, I just grabbed the dialogue.
Right, which is fine.
With a lot of educated conversation about why that wasn't a good idea. But I didn't take it out because that's not what I submitted to you. I'm just reading what I submitted
right.
to you.
So how does everybody feel about that? Do you want to leave that in or take it out? And it's just one sentence. It's this one sentence that says, the tax collector appointed by the board must be a member of the association.
I agree with Jason. Well, I would prefer that it be someone in the association, absolutely. But I do worry, given the turnover in the position and my short time on the board, that it has to be is really limiting. So again, to me, it's a preference. I'm worried that when it's in writing, it's going to become limiting when volunteers are really hard to come by.
I agree.
Talk about Jason.
So, you've got Evelyn, what do you think? Hema, what do you think? Cindy, what do you think?
Traditionally, we hire somebody, a company, to do treasurer or tax collecting. They're not going to be a resident of the lake, so.
Anybody else?
Friends?
Dave?
Yeah,
no,
I want to take it out.
Right.
Okay.
Hema? Yeah, no, I think that's good. I mean, that's an option.
Okay.
How about if it was worded that
with the option?
Preferably?
Like, may hire out?
But must be a resident, but in the case of not, something to be expected in the case of not being able to find a resident.
How about preference will be given to pull a matter?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I like
something
that.
Something to that effect.
You're hired, Angela.
We'll come up with a different verbiage and add it to that Google Doc.
Okay.
We can go off of what Cindy was saying.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. We'll pick some dialogue that shows the preference clause.
So once I finish all this up and I submit it back to Cindy for distribute to, I can just email all of them.
Perfect.
Yeah. So my question is this. There's several bullet items to be voted on by the membership.
Oh,
will you be having a separate vote for each one? I'm curious.
We don't normally.
It's just one vote. It's either accept the changes or not.
By the board.
By the board, yeah. The board recommends these changes.
Not the board.
It's a vote. Well, the bylaw committee, but the board brings it forward.
If the board votes on it, it goes through.
No, the association has to vote on it. So she's asking if when we bring it for the association, are we going to say, okay, Article 4, Section 2, vote. Article 8, Section 3, vote. That would be a lot of voting.
That's not the way it was done last time.
No, I know, but that's what she's asking. How are we going to do it?
I feel strongly that would be 24 hours of discussing it.
Right.
And the membership puts us in a place to make the preliminary decision, so I feel strongly it should just be one vote on the whole matter.
Okay.
And then I urge everybody, because I don't think everybody did, I urge everybody to read the changes, because we have one shot at getting this through. If there's one thing that...
Right. That's the hard part.
It's like Kathy's, or the voter registration thing. If they don't like that,
right.
The whole thing is shot down. It's a lot of work.
Right, but...
You have to have this ready to go by the next month. You have to have it by April 21st or whenever your scheduled board meeting is. You have to have something ready to go because it has to go out by U.S. mail to every member.
May 1st.
By May 1st.
So we have to do a mailing with this?
That's in your bylaws.
Is that in the budget, Jason?
It's not that much, I don't think. Are we changing, sending out a copy of the whole bylaws or just the changes or?
Well,
we have to have it printed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to send the, and then with the changes, and then the, you know, to show them what the changes are.
We're already over in the communications budget because we had to do the new move to Google, which cost $700 and something. But because we're not paying me for treasurer for 3 months, we have extra money in the budget.
Well, that's very nice of you, Jace. Thank you.
There is dialogue. I was going to try to find the dialogue that said we had to mail it out.
So budget committee, that's coming from the same square here.
The Lisa and Laurie square.
Right.
Can I just say one more thing?
If you have to.
No. Well, it's actually helping me. I'll be on the nominating committee if you want.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Question?
Okay.
What?
Lisa. What? I mean, Laurie.
Yes.
So, as far as the budget committee goes, you want to give us a quick synopsis of what's going on with that?
So, I connected with David and Lisa, and I sent them out an initial email, and they responded back, and I just got back from vacation not too long ago, so I sent them another email kind of asking, like, when they'd be available, and I kind of let them know how much time they'd have to be putting in and so forth. I haven't heard back from either of them yet. But we do need one more person to make the quorum. It's a four-person quorum and the president, not sure. So we need one more person on the committee.
Okay, so maybe we should do an email blast again for nominating committee members and budget committee members. Can you do that, Jason?
Yep.
Thank you.
It'll go out Thursday.
Thank you.
Or before, but by Thursday it'll be out.
So we'll work on that for you, Lori.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? It's preliminary now with budget, but just so you know, the players. And the Lisa she's talking about is not the Lisa next to her. It's a different Lisa.
Right. Soba something.
So the dam committee, Tim, I think I sent it to all of you, right? Tim had a little, what's going on with that. So it looks like they're right on track with doing what they're supposed to do. So if anybody has any questions, you can email Tim. And Angela, events, do you have anything to add?
I have a couple of quick things. The calendar should be up to date and working on all devices now. If anyone cannot see it on their phone, when you go to the website, please let me know, but I think we've ironed all of that out. I heard from Heather Taylor yesterday or the day before that she is not interested in continuing with the Hibber Day. She's been in charge of the carnival aspect of that for many years, but she is not interested in continuing. So we're going to need someone to take over that that position. And she did also ask that she would be willing to do the triathlon if they were interested in bringing that back. I did not answer her on that. I said I wanted to bring it to the board. I know from when I took over that wasn't an event that involved a large percentage of the membership, and I know it did involve, like, insurance and waivers and such. So I did not want to answer her without discussing it with all of you. I didn't feel that was necessarily in my purview without a little bit of discussion. So I'm not sure if anyone has really strong feelings on that either way.
I think it was very well attended. I was down there setting up the kitchen for the years that they were doing it, and there was quite a few people there, and the people who went really enjoyed it. I think it's a worthwhile thing.
Well,
she usually lines up all the volunteers.
When her and I met about it last year, she opted not to do it because she said she never had more than 30 people. And then this year, she was like, I want to bring it back. So again, yeah. I don't know in terms of insurance, waivers, closing rows, I don't know all of that because I was not on the board when it was in place. So again, I just didn't want to answer her without bringing it to the group.
So I have a call into Brian Kelly, who's our insurance guy, and when he called about, you know, looking at our insurance as a whole, but when he calls me, I'll ask him what the insurance would be for something like that, and then maybe we can decide whether or not it's worth it monetarily to do that, and, you know, based on 30 people that she had last time, okay?
I know a lot of triathlons or marathons or whatnot, people pay a nominal fee to join, so that
yeah.
might offset some of the insurance.
Right,
like $10 or
we're having one April 2nd with our Lions Club, and oh my God, it's so much work. But yeah, they pay, but it's a certified road race, so that's why they pay. But yeah, I don't know how much people would pay just for a fund race. I don't know.
I don't think they were certified.
Yeah, she never hired police officers or anything. They just had members out there, you know, looking out. They had a couple of water
yeah.
stations set up. It wasn't.
Okay.
They didn't formally close the roads.
She didn't close the roads. Okay, yeah. It wasn't again because I wasn't on the board at that point, so I wasn't sure how she did it. What did you want to add up?
What I remember a couple of years ago, they wanted whoever was running or involved with the triathlon to sign waivers and insurance things. So.
I'm sure that's what we're going to find out, but I will find out for sure.
I don't think it was expensive to get the rider for it.
No.
It might have been 100 or two. It's minimal.
And they wanted anybody under 18, if I'm remembering correctly, to sign that they had health insurance or something. It got complicated.
The parent said sign a waiver.
Sign a waiver, that's it? Okay.
Yeah, the waiver. It said under 18, the parent said sign a waiver.
Okay. And
you
need more paperwork in another
year okay.
that they're asking for.
Well, Tim, if you could find that out, and then I guess it just comes down to if she's willing to do all the legwork and all the paperwork, if we're willing to handle the expense, then, you know, again, if it's 20 members or 40 members, if it's not a huge expense, but again, I just wasn't sure what to answer without asking you.
All right, well, let's start there with the cost.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Angela?
No, I think those are my big ones. Did I forget anything else?
No.
No.
No, I think the big one is finding somebody to step up and help a James at the carnival. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Diane Nelson.
Now,
Diane Nelson
will
gather
the beach game. She will not do the beach carnival.
Yeah.
Okay.
She will not do the coordination of everything. And
I'm
right, willing
to do the kitchen again. That's not a problem for me. But, you know, the other stuff, we need to get somebody to step up.
I mean, she did give me, I had given her some money for my budget because we didn't have, like, table games last year. Both her and Diane did a big cleaning out of the closet, got rid of some old things that were quite decrepit. So I did give her an okay to purchase something to be prepared for this year. So she did send me a list today. Because I said to her, even if it's not you, like, I need to spend that money out of this year's budget. So while I'm looking for someone, you know what you serve out, but just let me know what I should order. And between Evelyn and I, we will look into that and take care of that piece. I just, again, at the end of August, I have my oldest going off to college. Like, I can't commit to something that big. So it has to be someone else, or it's just going to be a grill and beach game. I don't know. So hopefully we can find someone that's willing to do it.
So, Jason, maybe you have an email blast. For the nominating
yeah.
Start thinking about it, especially if you have young kids. How about if she
did say if we found someone that she would meet with them early on, but she just has the opportunity for some traveling in August, and she just can't commit to a level of work that it takes in August. So again, if there's someone interested, and she is such a good egg, she really, really is. So I know she said that, but she will in fact do that. She just can't commit to the whole thing. So if anyone talks to someone and has someone who might do it, she would definitely work to transition them and get them up and off the ground a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Evelyn, geek lady.
Yay, yay. Phil installed the trail camera today. So we'll test that for a little bit. I'll go down in a couple days and switch out the little SD card and see what kind of pictures we've been getting. I have heard some on the lake already, across the street from me. They're trying to come up, I think. People have seen indents, so I have to call Nutmeg Farms and figure out a schedule with her to see what we can do. And I think that's it.
Any questions for Evelyn? What was in that goose stuff I gave you?
I don't know. I put it in my basement. I couldn't find an expiration date on it. I just washed the container and put it in my basement.
In the basement of this house that we're in now, there was this full gallon of goose away. So I put it in a paper plastic bag and dropped it on Evelyn's stairs. It's probably toxic as hell. Something Alan had 40 years ago.
It's down there with the fake swarms.
Okay. Corinne, lake and water quality?
Okay, we signed a contract for our annual invasive weed treatment, which again will be like either the Monday or Tuesday of the last week in June. Did we get my write-up today, by the way, Cindy, for the spring packet?
Did I
get it? I felt like it didn't go through, so. Okay, I'll resend it. And do you want me to send it to you and also the woman doing the spring packet?
Can I interrupt? It should go to newsletter? At lakehaywoodpt.com.
Yeah, you don't really need to send it to me. I just sent mine to that.
Okay, I just didn't want to see what I wrote. Okay.
Oh, okay, if you want me to.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay.
That's fine. No, I didn't get it.
Okay. I thought something had gone wrong, so I'm glad I asked. So the newsletter, but I'm going to copy you, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So that's we have Zoom call with him. I also had a couple other people on the call with our new rep. He's after Deep to try to change our permit a bit. So I'm on top of him for that. That's the best I can do. I also this year plan on being there when he shows up the tree. Maybe jumping on the boat with him. So I'm doing the best I can. I know, Evelyn, you have particular interest, but we did, for the first time after treatment, had more weeds down on the north end than we did before treatment, just because of the activity from the boat launch and everything else. So it was me, it was Tim, it was Wolf, and Rachel on a Zoom call with him, and I would say his manager, so they know we're upset. So doing my best to get that taken care of. If not, we'll spend a few extra bucks treating a little more, but the problem is we want to treat where we want to treat. Bioretention basin. Ed has kept on top of this admirably. Most of you know we've got a $16,000 grant, but with that comes a lot of paperwork, a lot of reports that they want on a timely basis. The gentleman from Deep has come out to visit. He's very excited about what we're going to do. The town has come out to visit. Inland Wetlands came out to see it. Everyone wants to see it. We were in front of the Inland Wetlands Committee week before last, one of the evenings at 7:30, and we passed with flying colors. So we're all set to move forward with that. I guess the next step is to get an RFP out there to see who wants to bid on the job. It's not a big deal to go in there and take some trees out and carve out some land and build the retention basin, but we just need somebody to do it. And if you want to comment, say anything else about it without...
No, that's fine. I think both the town and the Deep are seem to be happy with the progress and how we've kept them in the loop on the project. One of the interesting things is that once the biodetention basin is constructed, they are encouraging us to use this as an educational opportunity and share it with any and all lakes in Connecticut that would be interested in replicating a biodetention basin. So we will probably have, we will photograph it. We could even have a short video on as it's constructed. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So I think all of that together would probably be very, Deep would like that very much so that they can use that in their marketing obviously put us on the map in terms of being a forerunner in terms of creating a biodetention basin.
The other thought also was to maybe to spend some money on putting a sign there and thanking the residents, noting that we got a grant and why it was constructed. Just kind of like a little educational sign, like you'll see in a lot of places. Not a big deal. The other thing is we were at Saturday at 12:30. We have already been in front of the Board of Selectmen as far as the money that is given to the Three Lakes every year. You know, it's not a given that that's in the budget in any given year. We have to go in there and ask for it every year along with money for capital projects. We have to do a presentation and explain to them why we need money for these things. 12:30 on Saturday, we went in front of the Board of Finance, which is a whole new group of people, along with the Board of Selectmen. I think we have a friend in the Board of Selectwoman because she her husband especially is a fisherman, and she understands the issues going on with the lake. So that's what we did on Saturday, talked to them about getting the money for the Three Lakes, that stipend. But we also are asking for some more money to go towards the dam. If you remember last year, they did give us $15,000 to be put aside for the work we're going to do on the dam, and that just sits in account until we need to spend it. So we're hoping they will give us another $15,000. They've been very good to us the last couple of years, and we're hoping they continue that way. So there's been a lot of weeknights. And the last meeting I drove to, I came back and there's three deer ran in front of me in the course of going down back. So between that and spending Saturday afternoons, there's a couple of us that have been really, being good advocates for the lake and trying to get us some more money. So we are trying to do that. Other than that, I don't know if I have anything else to say. Am I missing anything, guys?
This kind of falls into the same category, but we had tossed around the idea of water testing versus not water testing.
Yep.
I don't believe that we ever came to a decision.
We didn't, and that's in my write-up, and that's why I wanted to ask you whether you putting that on the agenda. I know how I feel about it, but I don't know. This is testing for E. coli every week.
Right.
So,
I don't, how I feel about it. I wouldn't necessarily stop it. Yep. I'm just worried you won't, then you wouldn't know if you had a chronic problem until somebody got sick. I understand it's a point in time, just like a lot of the testing that we do, but I how I feel about it. I would not get rid of it. I certainly would maybe ask for the general population's thoughts on it, or I would get rid of it.
Okay.
But again, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, I agree with Kern. It might be something good to have the association members vote on whether they want us to test the water or not. And then it takes the liability off of us.
A wonder I have if we need to continue it either weekly or maybe we go to a bi-weekly capacity just so we have whatever we decide. I wonder if part of the issue that we need to talk about is just the communication of it, because I do feel by the time we tell the membership, right, like Kern said, it's just a tiny part in time. So maybe if we decide to continue the testing, just maybe how and what we communicate with the board and with the membership needs to be looked at.
It's not that though, Angela. It's the timing from the testing center.
Right. So again, if we can't control the timeline, right, because that's not within our control, then maybe what we're telling the membership, right, needs to be adjusted, because, again, we're waiting for them and things could change so much over the time span that we're waiting for the results. So maybe we need to look at how we're communicating and exactly what we're communicating with the membership if we deem as a board that we need to.
And when to be careful, maybe we also include that, after a large rainstorm, that may be when you want to withhold from.
Which we always do that anyway.
Being at the beach because of possible.
Let me ask you a question, Cindy. It's Mike, right? Does he want to do the job again? That's the other thing,
I don't know the answer. I sent him a text. I haven't gotten an answer back yet. That was this last weekend. I don't know. But I just want to clarify, Angela. As soon as Mike gets the results, if it's not good, he calls me right away, and the email blast goes out like immediately. So there's no way we could communicate any quicker than we have been.
No,
I don't think that's your point.
But I don't know that it needs to be quicker. I'm not judging how quick to turn it around. I think my question is, like, with all things, right? It's a one moment in time. Like, so over here it's positive, over here it's negative, and then we're closing the lake for several days because we're waiting for something else. So again, I don't know. That's
only close. We only have to close the beach to test that. We don't close everything.
Sometimes there's multiple tests on the same beach, and one of them will be positive, and one of them will be negative, and then because the timeline is so long. So I guess that's my...
Right.
We only take one sample from each beach, which is different than what we were doing overkill before, but we weren't paying for it. We're following protocols now, exactly what the state requires us to do, which is one test at each beach.
Well, they don't require it. The state doesn't.
No, I mean, as far as what we're following the protocols for the public beaches.
Yeah.
I just have a problem. I mean, I'm going to go back again. I know Mike does the testing every Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure it's Monday or Tuesday. And then we're not closing the beaches until Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Or Friday even sometimes. I guess there is one test. I don't know. I mean, who's in charge of this water testing? I know Jen Patty was, right?
Oh, Jen.
I'm sorry?
Jen Patty was in charge?
Yeah, it was a whole separate entity, and it just got thrown into my budget.
All right, and I apologize that you have to do it now.
No, it's not that. I just wasn't here, but I know why we started doing it, because you had an outbreak.
Right.
That's it.
And I get that. But, I mean, I'm talking again with the test. We're paying for a 24-hour turnaround time of the test, but one of the tests that we do takes 36 hours to run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, Corinne, I know nothing about this, but, I mean, can we go back and look at what tests we actually need to get it in a timely fashion? I wouldn't have a problem if we take the test on Monday, and you know what, we get it back up by Tuesday morning. I don't have a problem with that.
I did that, Phil. I did do that, and I can't tell you all the specifics right now, but I can tell you that after a lengthy conversation with the woman, that's how it works. There's no expedition, even though we pay more for it.
Right.
It takes time for the cultures to show anything.
Right.
Yeah, people are swimming.
I know.
But that's the problem at the state level, too.
So that's what we all need to think about, talk about, and I guess we have to probably make the decision and vote on it, right?
Well, Jason and Curtis said maybe bring it up to the association, which is not a bad idea.
We have to come to a recommendation, I think, or not, and bring it forth to the membership, yeah?
Okay.
Thanks, Corinne.
All right, and I'll get back to you guys as soon as Mike gets back to me. If he doesn't do it, I don't know who's going to do it, because that's the pain in the ass.
That's the problem, you know, it's like, we have to make sure we have someone doing it every week.
Right.
I know.
Okay, so I guess that's all we can do on that right now. Next is the nominating committee. We talked about that. Phil, properties?
Yeah, I got a little bit. Being new with contracts, my wife and I did quite a bit this past week, and I've been working with the two contractors for like the last month and a half, one being the porta potties. I don't know if we ever had a contract. We didn't have a contract. I have one now for the next 2 years. With that being said, I need a motion, I guess, because the budget is $5,975 for the year. Or for the season, I should say. Not the year, the season. And that's for 2 years.
Well, it's for that amount is for each year separately, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For each year separately, sorry. So, I know I think I can only spend up to $5,000. I did look for it in the bylaws, and I looked for it in the charter. It doesn't say anything about my expenditure of the budget of $5,000. So I don't know
that's
where that
for
is.
For 1 year or for 2 years?
So
you just have to waive competitive bidding? Is that what you're asking?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, right. You need to have the board waive the competitive bidding rules.
I mean, the price that he gave us, I think, is very fair, very good. I mean, I heard prices last year. I still really don't know, but they were anywhere from $1,300 to $1,600 for the month. We're at $1,050 for the month.
I know the trouble that we have getting someone to do with porta potties. This is a good deal. We should just vote to waive the
Right.
Our problem is we own them. It'd be different if we didn't own them. So it's hard to get somebody to do just coming out and cleaning.
And I am going to have, with this $5,900 or whatever it is, $5,000, he's going to clean the outsides of them. We're going to take them all down and clean the outsides, the tops, the inside. We're going to do a good job of cleaning them. I don't think they've ever been cleaned on the outside. So
no, they haven't.
So that's what I'm looking for.
I make a motion that we waive competitive bidding and accept the contract that Phil has obtained.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nobody's opposed, right? So make the motion carries. Thank you, Phil. Hey, Phil, what about the boats that are already in the rafts?
That's
okay. It's March 15th. We're able to put them on there. So.
The powers already be. All right, I have one more here. The mowing contract is up this year. I've been talking extensively with Bill, our landscaper, American Pride, very nice guy. In the last 4 years, he has not gone up. He started with us 4 years ago. He has not gone up. I am looking to, I have to get another, and I'm looking for another bid waiver, because his price is $13,212 for the year. Now, that's for all properties, all right-of-ways, spring cleanup, fall cleanup, and a mid-summer cleanup of the right-of-ways also. The contract I'm looking for is for 5 years. He is not going up in the next 5 years. We know what the gas prices are now. I work well with this gentleman, and he's very nice.
They do a great job.
And I think that he's showing us what he's doing for the last 4 years. I'm saying I would like to give it to him for the next 5 years.
So I'll make a motion that we waive competitive bidding and accept that bid.
I'll second it.
I'll let him do it. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So
thank you.
Carrie.
I appreciate it. A lot of work went into that. It was fun, but...
And also on the contract that...
Help me.
I just wanted to let them know that we've set up the contract so that they're going to run during his budget year now, starting July 1st and then going to the following June
30th.
So it's in line with the budget, his budgetary process.
So that was another little blip that we had to get through. But it all worked out, so it was good. So thank you, though.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
No other questions for Phil? Technology?
I guess I'm going to start with asking what you guys think.
Oh, I'm happy.
So far, so good.
Okay.
It's easier than Zoom.
Accessing email, documents, the drive.
It's good. It's just a learning curve, that's all.
Right.
Yeah.
I would ask that if you don't have the Gmail app on your devices, please add it, and please use your Lake Hayward email, because we have to answer the SOIs, not use your personal email. I do have to update the website. I'll get in touch with Mike and ask him to put Nicole down for newsletter. She has her own, like I said, it's newsletter at lakehaywardct.com. Jason, you want to get in touch with her? Are you still going to be part of the newsletter? Proofing? What you doing?
I'll reach out to her.
Okay. Thank you.
I can help with that.
What am I adding, Peggy, as tax? Treasurer. You can call on the contact page. I mean treasurer. Sorry, Ed.
And just a little technology thing. Last time, Evelyn mentioned that the something wasn't updated. Oh, the drop-off for the box at our house was still listed on the website. Technology thing people forget about. If you use an old link, it's going to take you to an old website, not the newest version of the website. So if you ever search link Hayward, it brings up the thing. It shows that you clicked on it before you click on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing her not the most current website.
Oh, so I did not know that.
Yeah, it's my bad.
Interesting.
I had that happen at the casino, too, where people are like, well, it shows on your website, and then you go on their website, no, it's not there. You're using an old link that you clicked on before. And they bring you to the old website, not the new one.
Good to know. You should put that in the newsletter under the communications. Your communications.
Oh, that might be I'll try to find it. I don't know the technical wording for that.
Yeah, but I did not know that because it always just popped up in my history.
Yeah, because I thought we took that up, and when I went on it, I'm like, it's not there.
That's
and then
really
Evelyn, I clicked on something. I clicked on
it. I just have to clear my cache.
Yeah.
So can I just add something too? So everyone can offer an app on their phone for their Google Drive, for your Google Docs, for your Google Sheets. So all of that is a free app that you could add to your phone. So those of you who are not on laptops or desktops and are working through devices, you might need those to read certain documents, but all of those are free apps that you can download and you can access with your email so that you can do that. So if you prefer to work from a device or if you don't have a computer, you might want to download those and play around with those.
My phone is issued by Mohegan Sun. It's the only phone I have, and they check it. I can't put any other apps on the phone. I can't check my personal email, my Lake email, or anything on my phone.
You need a burner phone. And everyone,
Well, that's why I'm taking over as treasurer. I don't spend extra money on something when I already have a phone.
Look at your Google Drive and start putting stuff on there. Put stuff on the shared drive.
I can on there, but I just can't do it from my phone.
Right, but what I'm saying is everybody should just start doing it, you know? Make a little thing, you know, make a technology drive, make a president's drive, make a like quality drive, make a drive and start dumping all your crap in there so that the next people can see what you did before. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Password reset, because of the way we have to work it through computer connection, he is actually the admin. So what we had to do was put everybody's alternate email in there. So if you've locked yourself out with your password, it's going to send a reset to your alternate email. It'll ask you. So I can't help you with it, unfortunately, like I did before.
So don't call Evelyn.
It's
going to say more fortunately because now you don't have to do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, and the only way I could do it before was on my laptop, so it was okay. Stop what you're doing. Get up. Hook up the laptop. So, Peggy, I'm going to need an alternate email address for you so you could get in touch with me. And then I set that up for you. The contact payment. We'll get to that with the store. I think that's it.
Thanks, Evelyn. I think that's it for there's no other committee reports that we need to talk about, is there? I don't think so. So we'll move on to old business. Property encroachment. Yeah. I don't know if I forwarded it, but the last I had Adam Cohen check with the other attorney, and they said now Dutch Surveying said that they weren't able to finish the surveying in the spring, so now they're going to have to resume surveying. I can guarantee we're not going to see any movement this season on that whole thing, because normally it takes months for a survey to come back. So that's where that stands. Spring packet, I think we beat that to death, right? Or no?
Make sure to send in Ford and Nicole.
Yeah. And what date are we sending it out?
I do have a question on that. The what we set out to approve the format. The information was in there was not correct, right? We were just approving the format.
Right. Packet?
Yeah.
What you sent out was last year's, and it was an editable document. So you
should no, mine said view only. I couldn't
edit it. No, she sent it to us as view only, so that was
her question. Oh, sorry. You sent me.
Yeah, okay.
So just send her what you want.
I did.
That's what I did.
And share
it. I wanted to share on that because I know it had Gary Peterson's report in there for properties.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so we just used last year's. I thought she made it editable for everyone.
What are our dates? What are our dates? Like, I mean, I know we were supposed to be, anything we wanted in there, we were supposed to give to Nicole by tonight, actually by today. So
right.
What are the dates of, like, when she's going to send us the final proof of it, and when are we sending it out?
I don't know, and Jason just went to the restroom or something, so we'll wait till he comes back. Because he would have
been out by the 15th of April, right?
I can't remember, you know, what the date, what we did last year. So I was just
curious. I think it's usually the middle of April, but we'll check.
Okay.
Until he comes back. So the first day gift for the resilience. Oh, here he is. Jason.
Oh, sorry, I'm back.
That's okay. We were just talking about the spring packet. What are the dates that, I know we were supposed to have the information to Nicole by today. What are the dates, like when it'll go out and all that? Yeah.
So the spring packet stuff, I think last year we said by around April 15th it was available on the website.
Okay.
Copies Plus is really quick, although we're not printing it this year, so
we're not printing
it too late.
Right.
So whenever Nicole gets it ready, you know, the cards are being printed right now to mail out. Kathy, I'll get those to you you have to address them, get stamps, all that sort of stuff. Or if you pick them up when they're ready.
So that's my duty?
That was the assistant secretary.
Okay.
I can help you if you've done
it. Do you have your labels to print on them? You actually have to handwrite them.
No, I can print out the labels from Constant Contact.
Kathy, let me know if you need help.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I'll help you.
All right, thank you.
So when should we get, when do you want Nicole to have a final on that? Or a draft to send to us?
Yeah.
Well, I would say by if she could by like April 10th.
All right. Do you want me to ask her?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Since you seem to be in contact with her.
Okay.
And then hopefully it'll be able to be sent out by the 15th. Is that reasonable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can all look at it on email.
A draft April 10th. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Well, I just suggested if she could have it out to us by April 10th, and then we.
All right.
Approve it and mail it out to the general public by the 15th, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. Easy to upload to Constant Contact, so that doesn't take any time.
Okay.
And I would ask if she's doing it in Google Ed, can we just have her give it to us the commenting access? She gives us editing access. Anyone can mess up her formatting. But I think it's easier for commenting access. Like, you could, like, highlight and be like, oh, we missed a period, or, oh, like, so instead of sending her an email, you could just mark up if we were to find anything. I think that would be the most efficient way, and then all of us could check our own and each other's and such, and I think that would be the most efficient way to tackle that.
That makes sense.
Okay, good. First day trip for the pavilion. I think, Evelyn, weren't you going to
get here?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Promotional merch. Are either of those ladies for promotional merchandise here tonight? No?
No.
Okay.
We also need to update our webpage with their information. So do you know who's actually in charge?
Who's what?
Who's actually in charge of it?
Like, who's going to be the contact person that we could put on our webpage? Because we know there's a couple
contact.
Of them.
Yeah, let me ask them. I don't know which one of the two ladies. We could probably just put both their names. Wants to be the main contact. I will ask them.
Just send it to me and I'll send it to Mike to put on the website.
For merchandise. Okay, so then, and that brings us back to the square. I told you I looked into that and hold on, merchandise. I think probably it would be smartest I don't know how to work this because obviously I have to have the bank account number because that's where the money would get deposited to. So would that mean, like, Jason, should you or Peggy set that up, and then they could just download the app onto their phone I guess that would be the best way to do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we want to do that with a Square thing to run credit cards, right? So I did all the research, and we can get a little Square unit, but when you apply for the Square, you have to put your bank account information in, and I'm not sure if we want those two ladies to do that, you know.
Right.
Probably not. It should probably be you or me or somebody. I don't know. I don't even have our bank account information, so I can't do it, but...
Will they have the ability to withdraw or anything from the bank account? Or are they just going to have that thing that will accept payments?
No, it accepts payments and deposits.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's all.
And is it being set up under property owners of Lake Hayward? Does
well,
it need an actual person to be...
set up under our business, so you can we can set it up under a business name, yeah.
And is it just they get a percentage, or is there a payment that needs?
Yeah, I went over this last time. So it's
2.3%,
10 cents a transaction, and 2.6% of the transaction.
Nothing has to be in someone's name. So like if. I change or Peggy leaves
I just meant for setting it up using the bank account number, They just have to download the app on whoever's going to use it and have that device, you know, they'll have to share it or whatever by two.
Okay.
But,
and we talked about setting up a separate bank account for this, right?
Oh, that's right, we did, huh?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. So it should be, you've got to set up a separate bank account solely for this. And fund it with whatever
that
we need to keep the bank account free, whatever, you know what I mean? And that's...
I'll do that.
What we talked about.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. I'm just... Yeah.
Yeah, so if that's the case, then I can just... I'll just set up... If two of us will have to sign. I'll set it up, and then I can just do the Square thing. So never mind.
Well, would you and I, because we're the signers on the current...
Okay, so I thought they were coming tonight. They did tell me that they had a presentation for us, so I don't know, maybe we'll have to do a quick Zoom call with them at another time with their ideas. And that's it for promotional merchandise. Xfinity service was on our list as an old item.
Jason was going to look into getting the cost down of the service.
Right. And every time I call them, they're closed because we have a business account. Mm-hmm. You can't call them 24 hours, so I got to work on that. And also that's the reason I asked about Square, is getting Gail Meyer's name off the account. Her name is still on the account. So that's why I said we need to set up stuff, whenever possible, not under someone's name, but under Lake Hayward. So I'm still working on that. I'll get that.
Okay. I think that's it for old business. New business, I think that we should start talking about doing something with the playground at Second Beach. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to be a pretty big ticket item for a budget. My son's an engineer, and his job is designing playgrounds. So I said his company doesn't do the kind of playground we have, but I just asked him for a ballpark, and he said it would probably be for something similar, like between 10 and 20,000. So how do we initiate discussing this and, you know?
Well, do we get a committee to do it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. How do we start this?
I think a
committee would be a nice idea, I think.
Okay. So, Jason, in that email, we need a playground committee. Hopefully we'll get some of the younger parents.
Right, that would be great.
On that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I have a question. Has anyone, not that I'm not for redoing it, but has anyone actually complained about it? Or?
Yeah, it's a couple
times. Yeah. I've done work on it already, Jason. I went down and welded it because it broke.
Okay.
So it's really in bad shape.
Yeah, and Jerry told me it was a year or two ago. He's like, you know, some of those iron bars are really getting a little dangerous. So I know how things work around here, so it's not going to happen right away, and I think we should start. Yeah.
I think a committee is a great idea.
Okay.
I would not mind helping out with that committee if we can get a bunch of young volunteers.
that's fine. I mean, my kids are long gone, so, you know, I'm an old man now, but I'd be glad to help.
Okay. All right, so yeah, so we'll put that in email blast and see if we get any response from other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. Anybody else have anything else that we want to discuss? All right, so Peggy, this wasn't one of our brutal meetings, so thank you for enduring.
Cindy, I do have just one question. Do we definitely know that the firehouse is up and running?
Yes.
It is?
It is.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, what your insurance is, contact your insurance company.
Is that going to be included in the newsletter? I think that's important, the membership.
Yeah,
I think the email blast.
Thanks, Ken. That's going to be the longest email blast ever.
Should we include it? Should I have Nicole maybe do something for the spring packet?
Yes.
Yeah, I put it in my president's thing.
Poor Nicole.
Anything else, people?
Our next meeting is in person.
Yay!
Yes. Who's bringing the brownies?
Where is it?
Hello, man.
It's at my cottage.
I can have it too now. I have a house now, so
okay.
If you're tired of it, I'm willing to do that too.
I won't be there. I'll be at the main meeting though.
I'll still set up a Google thing, and I'll look and see where the state is on, as of April 1st, I guess, is when this was extended to that we could meet virtually, but I will check and see where the state is at with that, if they've extended it, or, because I know there was legislation going through that to make it a permanent thing. I don't know where that is at this point, so.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that extension yet because they're working it closely with the school too, and I will continue to forward along anything I get from Chatham because they tend to keep in loop and it hasn't come through yet.
Yeah.
So.
But I will set something up, Dave, that you can come in and listen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you won't be able to vote on anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to them either.
You know?
All right. So.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Great. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Bye.
So moved.
Bye, all. See you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nope. What? Ab, can you stand for a second? I was going to try something. My presenting wasn't working before. I got to speak.